we're going to be speaking with a guy who's worked in business and networking for a long time. He's been around the block, had a lot of different experiences, and we're very excited to now have him tonight here on Cashback Radio as Alan Silverblatt now joins us over the phone. How you doing tonight, Alan?
Brad, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Awesome. Doing really well. Great to have you on the program tonight.
Glad to be here.
You know, Alan, I want to start off by talking about, as we've been doing for each and every guest here every week on Cashback Radio, your backstory, your background, past experiences, you know, the things that have shaped the person you are today in business and in life as well. So if you could, right off the bat here, Alan, take us through those experiences, what you've done in the past. I know you have quite an extensive resume with working in the retail industry and other things as well. So if you can kind of just lay it out for us right now, some of your past experiences.
Brad, I'd be glad to do that. And again, I appreciate you having me on this show tonight. Well,
absolutely.
As Brad said, Alan Silverblatt, I'm from Indianola, Mississippi. We're probably in one of the poorest counties in the poorest state in the United States. So, with that, I will tell you that I've been in the retail business for 42 years. I graduated from LSU in engineering, went to work at Texas Instruments for a year. And as my granddad said, who opened a grocery store in the early 1900s, I'd rather own my own peanut stand than work for somebody else. So, Brad, I took that to heart, and I said, well, I'm not going to invent anything because I'm not that smart, and my uncle doesn't own the company, so here we go. I'm going into business. So in 1973, my wife and I opened a retail clothing store, Young Ideas, which a little advertisement would be. Our store carries everything but men, so youngideasms.com. Anybody's welcome to shop there. Now, along with that, about 40 years ago, I got introduced to network marketing by a mentor of mine a long time ago. I was in my 20s, and I knew I wanted some other income streams. And I saw that as leveraging other people's time, because in the retail business, 6 days a week and a lot of bookwork at night, I knew that I was not going to have time to do other things. And that's why network marketing caught my eye, because I would be able to do both, help people make money, help myself, and, like I say, leverage other people's time. So I've been in network marketing for a long time, but I've not been in very many companies. The reason being that I am very meticulous about what companies I get into. I'm not saying that I'm anybody particular, but I am in a small-town atmosphere, and I have to be very particular about what I'm going to venture into. I do not want it to interfere with my retail clothing business. So, therefore, I look for things that don't have a product to sell, and there are a whole lot of great products out there sold in network marketing. It's just not for Alan. Because I don't want to be walking down the street in Indianola and saying, hey, would you like to buy a weight loss product, something to make your hair grow, feel better, whatever it is, and they're all great products, but I'm selling clothes. So one of the things I saw about Savion, obviously with the 20% cash back to help people, was right up my alley. So the other thing I will say is I had made a decision after several years that I was not going to get into any company that I did not know the owners or the corporate staff personally, or be friends or help start a company. Well, I had a very good friend to introduce me to this company, and I decided to fly to Las Vegas on February the 25th, which was one of the busiest times of the year for us before Easter. And we all know our wives are the bosses. That's how you stay married a long time. And so she allowed me to go. So the reason I wanted to do that was not for Alan, but for my team that I'd started building. I got into Savion on December the 15th, which, again, was 2 weeks before Christmas, busiest time of the year. So that tells you that I was very excited about this business. So on February the 25th, I met the corporate staff and the master distributor, Kevin Marino. Got to know them. They're all great guys, family guys. Got to meet them and everything. So I could take that back home to Mississippi and tell these people what I had gotten involved in, that I needed the leadership and everything. And then after that, I was 100% in this business. So that's kind of my story with just a quick summary of how I got here. And there's a few companies that I've gotten in before now, which, as most people say, those companies left me. I didn't leave. So being in the specialty store retail business, I have a business background, so I'm a little different than probably your typical network marketing person. So I look at most things from a business standpoint of view with network marketing in addition to that. So you might say that I have two degrees in this.
I like it. We're talking with Savion VIP Alan Silverblatt here on Cashback Radio. I want to go back for a second, Alan, and talk about when you first got involved with network marketing way back in the day. And I'm curious, what was it like at that point? Obviously, a different time, a different era, a different millennium, all that stuff, to say the least. No social media. You weren't even close to that point yet. So the biggest thing that I've witnessed here, especially with Savion, it's been able to grow so much because of social media, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, and the communication has just helped it to grow that much bigger. But I'm curious to get your take on what network marketing was like when you first started out, and how it grew, how companies grew, everything grew with it, how things were able to evolve back then, and then kind of compare it to today.
I'll do that. Well, when I first started, I didn't know anything. And, of course, like you said, there were no computers, no technology for anything. So even though the companies might be great that I got into, time factor was unbelievable. A copy machine was one of the most important things to have because you had to run off all of the applications, anything that the company had. You had to constantly run that off. And if there are any network marketers on the line that have done business back then, they'll know what I'm talking about. No cell phones. So we did everything in person or calling people. So it was face-to-face. So I'm definitely old school, and I still believe in that relationship-type marketing that people get in because of you. Company has to be good, but, it's really not as good as the people you get involved with. So checks, I will say it was checks, but nothing arriving by the internet instantly. So, the excitement was when we went to the mailbox and we saw a check for $100 to $200, and we'd say, boy, this is great. What did I do to earn this? And,
right.
It was probably like, whatever month you did the business in, you might be lucky to get it, the next month. So everything was very, very slow in doing that. And I, along with a lot of other people, had success with that because we were with good companies and, they helped us out in a lot of phone things. So fast forward to now, and it is so much simpler and faster of doing this business. It is unbelievable. I don't want to use the term easy because I had a mentor in this industry who said, we don't use the term easy. Simple would be a better term. So this is so much simpler to do because at your fingertips, to do anything you need to do. With Savion, now we've got instant pay, which is unheard of, and we can just look online, have a website, didn't even know what a website was, and people can look at this, get in, you can send them a text, and, that's it. If you are the type of person that does not like talking to people, that's fine. You can do it like that. I enjoy talking to people, so I'm still old school, but it definitely helps. And that's just like my retail business, and I kind of absolutely think about my retail business and everything I do in Strivion. And, you know, if you don't change, you're not going to make it very far in this world in business. So 1973, we had none of the social media. And now with my business, we have a Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, you name it. We have it all. We have a website. We have a letter. Everything's automated. And so you have to do those things and change. Along with that, I might say that these companies have to change, and maybe even it's a faster pace now, and you have to do that. So business is always changing. Companies are always changing. And one of the things I learned in engineering, I was an industrial engineer, and one of the main things I took out of my years in college, people don't like change. So when I went to work at Texas Instruments on a particular very, very interesting project that was had to do with Vietnamese war with infrared detectors, and I went into a division that these people were very antsy because the work had to be done very quick. And it was my job to show them how to do things quicker and better and faster and more efficient. And my number one problem was getting people to change, even if it's for the better. So, you know, I do have some of those skills, and I know some of those things. And so we are going through that in Strivion. So, you know, a lot of my background is very useful in networking because I always analyze things according to my business background, which just parallels what we're having to do in Strivion. So I hope that gives you a little bit of an idea what things are like, but it was definitely slow.
It's interesting because I've talked with several people now over the last couple of weeks that we've been doing Cashback Radio, and a lot of folks talk about how almost they insinuate that having those past business experiences, whether it be owning your own company or doing something in the business world before they ventured into network marketing, by doing that first, it helped them, better prepared them to get into network marketing, as opposed to vice versa. Let's say if they would have started off network marketing right away as their very first thing they did. So it's very interesting, you know, how those past experiences can really shape who you are and really prepare you for this industry.
Oh, I agree with that, Brad. And, you know, I wouldn't take anything for those skills that I've learned in retail. And as I say, they do parallel right along with network marketing. And the people that don't have those skills will have to acquire them because you have to wear a lot of hats in network marketing. You know, you are the trainee when you enter into an opportunity, and then you get to be the trainer. You get to be the speaker. You get to do a lot of things just like I do in our specialty store. We don't have union labor in our specialty store. We all do everything. So, you know, there's a lot of things to do every day, and that's like network marketing. You know, we all have to have a lot of skills. But I will say this advantage with networking is we build a team of people, and that's what a team of people is for. You can be very successful if you never want to get up and speak to people. You can be very successful if you don't want to talk to people in person. But what you have on your team is you have people with the expertise. I'm not very high tech. So what I do is the people on my team that are much higher tech than I am, I check with them and let them help me with things that, I don't have that savvy with social media as much and things of that sort, which is what I had to do in my retail business. So we have the people to help us on our team, so let's use our team for the things that we need.
We're talking with Strivion VIP Alan Silverblatt. We're going to step aside for a break. By the way, you can call in. The number is 646-721-9033. I see some of the lines are starting to light up. Hold on. We'll get to your call during the break. You're listening to Cashback Radio.
Discover a new career, clarify a new lifestyle, or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate, and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Cashback Radio, right here at CashbackRadioLive.com. Brad Dalius with you tonight, talking with Savion VIP, Alan Silverblatt, having a lot of fun this evening. Alan, I want to kind of segue into talking more about Savion now. And, you know, you mentioned before, we were talking earlier during tonight's show about how you signed up, went to the big launch event back at the end of February. It was a busy time for you, as you were saying, with the big Easter holiday coming up, not too far away from that time period. So, you know, in a sense, you had to kind of sacrifice a little bit to go there, as I'm sure others did as well, especially people who just signed up. But, you know, it's that leap of faith, so to say, that people have been taking with Savion. And for a lot of folks, it's really paid off. And I'm curious to get your take on, you know, what the launch event was like for you, what your thinking was going into it, and then how did you compare it to once you left?
Okay, Brad, a little bit about that. It is a leap of faith, and it's a big leap of faith for me, and I'm not saying it wasn't for a lot of other people, more of a leap of faith, but, you know, I got in and did a little bit, not much before Christmas, and I just decided, you know, the longer I was in, the better I liked it, and, you know, I just made a personal decision to go ahead and do that, and when I got there, you know, you never know what to expect when you go to these types of events. One thing I will say, I love going to Las Vegas, and I'd been there, you know, just a few weeks before that. So I am excited that these events are in Las Vegas. So I will say that. I love Las Vegas. So, but anyway, yeah, to meet the leadership and the time they spent with me, I'm not anybody now. I wasn't then, and you know, they treated everybody with respect and very nice and humble. You know, nobody tried to outshine anybody or any of those type things. And I felt like all the corporate people you know, gave me time, and I was very happy about that because, again, I'm all about service and personal service, and that's my background because that's what I have to offer. So, and I got that from those guys, and that was a big deal to me. We also got to listen to our one of our legal counsel, who's from Memphis, Tennessee, who's kind of nice, you know, right up the road, and to hear from him because, you know, you always, you know, have some things in the back of your mind that you're not quite sure of. So I will tell anybody, which Kevin Breen always says, you know, get butts in the seat. There's no doubt about going to a live event makes it more real. So I can say that everything that I needed answered for me got answered, and it was really, you know, nothing to do with Savion as much as the people. And as I said, companies and business are only as good as the people that you get in business with. Because when everything's going great, everybody's happy and it's fine. But when things get into a little crunch, that's the time to really see what people are made of, because that's the way it is. And so looking at a company that is just starting out, I just see 100%, what companies go through. And I feel like a lot of people can't see that. This company's barely 5 or 6 months old. I've been in business 42 years. I can't even remember back when we were 6 months old. But there are a few different things that we do now. So Savion is they're still lying down. They hadn't even started to crawl yet. And, I just say everybody's got to realize that, and that's what I tell a lot of people. This company is so sharp with their website and the back office, and everything is so slick, professional calls. You kind of get lulled into thinking, well, this company's been around a while. They're pretty sharp.
Right.
And, then there's always a couple of things, that are not exactly in place, and they told us that at the launch, which they know it. Everybody has sense enough to know that, and so then you kind of get taken back. Well, this still is a new company, but ooh, we're way ahead of schedule. So, that's kind of what I saw were the people at the company, and being there with a lot of like-minded people is certainly really nice.
What's it been like for you, Alan, to build up your team, to work together with a lot of people, and especially down in Mississippi? I know there's such a big Savion presence down there, and I know you guys have been working really hard building up a lot of really great folks down there, including yourself. I'm just curious what it's been like for you personally to build up and to work with people, because I know you mentioned it before, obviously working in retail, old school thinking as far as, meeting face-to-face. You can't replace that, obviously. So I'm curious to get your take on what it's all been like for you working with other folks in Savion.
I'll tell you what, this has been terrific, and I've been in other companies, and probably everybody that speaks on here or you talk to say we've got the best team, so that's a little trite about that. But I will say we have one of the most caring and close teams that care about each other, and then that probably comes from being in a small town in the South, because that's historically, what you get. We're not the most financially able down here, but what we have to offer are our people. Now, in saying that, we have a great group from Mississippi, but I have people in my business from New York to California and Canada, Ireland. I have people all over the country that I deal with, and I do like talking to people. And so this is pretty much like a hobby to me. Retail business is stress, okay? This honestly helps me relieve the stress. And I know there's a lot of work involved in anything. You're going to get what you put out, but it's just like a getaway for me. So it's like, hey, I can do this, get 20% cash back, make money, and hey, they're paying me to do this. But at the same time, there are obviously a lot of problems, and I can say that I feel like that I do solve a lot of people's problems on our team. And as our team has grown, I've, had to be there for a lot of different people. And I'm just one of those caring people that, I don't want anybody to lose out in this business. And I do everything I can to help everybody that I'm able to help in this business. I don't know everybody personally, but on my team, but I sure welcome anybody to call or do anything. So I spend a lot of my time helping people on my team, and I enjoy that.
As Savion continues to grow, Alan, especially internationally, obviously a big presence in the countries of in Guam and South Korea and beyond as well. As we continue to grow internationally, where do you see it going? Where do you see it growing as far as from a social media perspective? People continue to be very active in that regard, whether it be on Facebook or somewhere else. And then also, outside of the social media realm, person to person, continuing to grow relationships and expand. Where do you see it going in your view?
Well, we just started globally, so we hadn't touched that. And for a network marketing company, for the numbers that we have, which are outstanding, time. But there's really nobody in this. I was the first person in Mississippi to join this company. So my hopes that we're going to have thousands and thousands of people in Mississippi. And that can't touch California, Florida, New York, and Texas, and those types of states. So it's really interesting that you say that, because there's a lot of companies that have been around a good while, and so you get excited about the company, and you go talk to some people, and you say, "Hey, I'd like to show you something," and you name a company, A, B, C, X, Y, Z, and they say, "Oh, I'm already in. I've already heard of that," or whatever. Well, I can tell you with Savion, what's so exciting to me right now is nobody has really heard of it. I mean, so it's untapped. And so there's no limit in the United States what we can do. It's wide open. Every state is wide open. And then nationally, I mean, we had some corporate people I know, to fly to Guam and South Korea. But hey, I'm sure there's going to be more trips by corporate as these top networkers in these countries start finding out about this. And, again, it's just through relationships and networking. That's the way the things are. And so what proves to me is word of mouth and face-to-face is the best. Savion didn't just enroll or talk to those people on the internet from Korea and Guam. They went over there to have a meeting and in person with those people. So no matter how slick all this internet and social media is, you can tell that Savion still believes that that is the best way to do it, because they spent a lot of money to go over there and talk to those people. And my guess is, as these other countries start opening up, that they'll be flying all over the world to do the same thing to get these people started. Now, there's no doubt that you can do a lot more quicker with social media and Facebook and other things, and I certainly use that, and there's a need for that, and I would say some of the younger people have great expertise in it. So, a good mix of the two is certainly great. I think you probably need both to build your business. But, again, it comes down to the relationships. Whether you've never met the person or you hadn't and you met them on social media and all of that, it's still a relationship. It's relationship marketing, and that's the key. So, Savion really has not even started yet, and they're way ahead of schedule. So that's a good sign to me.
I'm with you. Alan Silverblatt here on Cashback Radio, just about up against the end of the show. Alan, thanks so much for your time tonight. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you, hopefully, at the big global launch event back in Vegas at the end of June.
I plan on being there, and it's my favorite city to visit. And, Brian, I can't tell you enough how I appreciate you having me on here, and I appreciate all the people, Upline, corporate, and everybody that's helped me with this business, and we're going to move forward, and we're going to make this thing big all over. And I want to thank you for your time.
You got it, Alan. Thanks a lot. That's going to do it for tonight's show. I'm Brad Dalius. I'll talk to you next week.